God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever will be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Lord God and Maker of all things, creation is upheld by you. While all must change and no decay, you are unchanging, always new. You are man's solace and his shield, his rock secure on which to build. You are the Spirit's tranquil home, in you alone is hope fulfilled. To God the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit render praise. Bless Trinity from age to age, the strength of all our living days. The Lord has done great things for us. He is the source of all our joy. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and on our lips there were songs. The heathen themselves said, "What marvels the Lord work for them! What marvels the Lord work for us! Indeed, we are glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out, full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back, full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has done great things for us. He is the source of all our joy. May the Lord build our house and watch over our city. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do the builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your early arising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly, sons are a gift of the Lord, a blessing, the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. May the Lord build our house and watch over our city. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Oh, blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper, your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, your children like the shoots of the olive around your table. Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. A reading from 1 John. God's love was revealed in our midst in this way. He sent his only Son into the world, that we might have life through him. Love then consists in this, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us, and has sent his Son as an offering for our sins. Beloved, if God has so loved us, we must have the same love for one another. The Word of the Lord. Look on us, O strong protector, and see the face of your Christ. Father, you gave your priest, St. Paul, a special love for the cross of Christ. May his example inspire us to embrace our own cross with courage. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks.